This is Beth Stalker with Mission Network News, and I'm talking again with Jeff Johnston from E3 Partners today. Jeff, thank you for being willing to tackle a second topic with me today.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
So this time we're talking about the idea of training leaders, but particularly training the leaders of tomorrow. And you were just telling me some really cool stories just a couple minutes ago. So what's the focus that E3 is moving towards when it comes to training leaders, getting in churches and church partnership?
Yeah, so, you know, we've had a focus on church partnerships for pretty much our entire existence. But one thing that we're trying to put a big emphasis on as we go into churches and have relationships with these different churches is it's not just about raising up disciples for Christ that are, you know, 30, 40, 50, not just adults. Like it's raising up disciples for Christ that are of any age, the kids, the teenagers, and the adults. And because ultimately God can use anyone to spread his kingdom. And so we think that especially with kind of the numbers that we're seeing as far as people in the United States walking away from the faith after after they graduate high school or go out on their own, we think that there's an emphasis that needs to be placed on really raising up strong Christian leaders at a young age. And so that's been, one of the things that we've been focusing on recently, and it's something that we've seen a lot of fruit from with a lot of the church partnerships that we have. And so there's one in particular that I find really encouraging and captivating, and it's from a church in Oklahoma. And, you know, we took some of their congregation on a trip. And some of their students, ages like 13 and 14, came on this trip with us, and they really were able to just see the power of the gospel on this trip, the power of the Holy Spirit, and how God could use them to really spread his gospel, to spread his hope and his love, and to just spread his kingdom. And so these students really caught a passion for that. They had really a full-on heart transformation through that trip. And when they got back home, they didn't want to stop. And so our team went back out there and trained these students and others in the congregation, continued training with them and showing them how really the training that they had used on their trip to share the gospel with people, to disciple people, to study the Bible with people was the exact same thing that they could do at home, that it's not different in another country. You know, the gospel is the same everywhere. And so it was really just extra training to give them more confidence and to keep encouraging them. And these students really took it and ran with it. And so they started finding opportunities at their schools to share the gospel with people, to pray with people, to really just to get into these relationships with people and help point them to Jesus. Then they also started going out weekly with others in their church congregation to the surrounding neighborhoods, knocking on doors, asking people if they could pray for them, and sharing the gospel with people and starting, you know, Bible studies with people that were receptive to it. And so you've got these 13 and 14-year-old students that are just growing the kingdom within Oklahoma that are growing the kingdom locally in their own neighborhoods. And there's this one girl in particular, her name's Allie, and I got to talk to her, and you could just hear in her voice how important it all was to her. She talked about how, you know, ultimately she just feels this calling every day to spread Christ's love, to spread his hope. And she prays every morning for God to lead her to the people whose hearts are open and ready to receive the gospel that day, and then to give her the boldness and the courage to share it with them. And it was incredible to hear her talk about that. It was incredible to see that passion in her eyes. She's already reached so many people, and she's got Bible studies going on at her school. She's got Bible studies going on in people's homes that have opened up their homes to her after she was, you know, bold enough and brave enough to knock on their door and ask them if she could be praying for them. And so God is just using her and some of these other students in incredible ways. And it's powerful, and it's convicting for others like myself, seeing these kids that are, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years younger, that already have just this strong passion for the gospel and have already made such an impact for the kingdom. And so that was encouraging for me to hear and to get to talk to her. And it's also convicting because it's showing me that, you know, there's really no age or particular skill set that you have for God to be able to use you. You really just have to have a willingness. You just have to say yes to Him, and then He can use you from there.
Amen to that. And I also love that through E3's partnership, you're encouraging churches to teach kids, to teach teenagers to do more than just consume youth group services, but to be a part of the global church. And do you have any comments that you want to talk to that concept of, you know, you're discipling these kids to be mature Christians?
Yeah, you know, I think that there can be this misconception that you really can't start evangelizing, you really can't start making a big impact for the kingdom until you've gotten out of youth group and, you know, gotten into the real world and are a quote-unquote adult. And that's, it's a misconception. That's exactly what it is. It's, you know, God can use a five-year-old to spread His gospel. God can use a 10-year-old, a 15-year-old, and God can use some of these students to disciple people much older than them. You know, I think that there's really no set age for when God can start using you, and we want to, you know, to do whatever we can to help facilitate that, to tell people, one, understand that, and then two, to lean into it. And so with these kids and these students, we just want to make sure that they know that. And then we want to give them every opportunity to grow in their faith and grow in their boldness and their confidence in Christ. And we've seen God do incredible things through people, people that were broken and that He's, you know, put back together, but also through just students that, you know, seem like they're too young or not mature enough yet, but God is still able to use them, and He's still able to grow them and to mature them and to you know, change others' lives through them. And that's, I think ultimately, you know, it's just important to understand that. And then, and then after that, it's important to just do what you can to help facilitate that and to help these students have every opportunity to grow in their faith for Christ. You know, don't make it just about consuming, you know, youth group services, like you said. Don't make it just about reading, making sure that they're reading their Bible and that they're attending church, but giving them opportunities to go out and reach others, to put the things that they're reading in the scriptures, to put them into practice, and giving them opportunities to really see that God can use them and will use them.
For churches who may hear or read the story and say, hey, you know, we want to get involved, we want to partner with E3 to help disciple our kids to be mature Christians and to share the gospel, what's the first step? How can they partner with you guys?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can partner with us, and you know, we just want to come alongside you and help these churches in whatever way we can, or serve these churches in whatever way we can, or serve alongside them whatever way we can. And so you can go to e3partners.org/churchpartnerships, church-partnerships, and there it'll tell you, it'll give more details on the different ways that you can get involved, the different ways that we can come alongside you and serve you. And then there's also a form on that page that you can fill out, and we can get in contact with you through that. And our, you know, we have people all over the country ready to come train you, or we can take a trip abroad with you, or lead your congregation on a trip abroad. We can help you with local evangelism and just kind of helping show what that looks like, or different ways that you can do that. There's lots of different ways that you can get involved, and that your church can really partner with E3, or really how we can partner with your church. And so, yeah, again, I would just encourage you to go to e3partners.org/church-partnerships and check it out and see how we can come together to just help the gospel continue to flourish.
I will pass that along. And any final thoughts?
I just want to say, if there does happen to be any students that hear this that are feeling called or feeling a tug on their heart to do more, I would encourage them to ask their pastors at their church about it, or to pray about it, or to check out E3 Partners. And you know, we want to, anyone that has a passion or wants to grow as a disciple of Christ, whether you're doing it through your church or not, you know, we want to come alongside you, we want to help you, we want to serve you. And so for any students, or really anyone at all that feels that tug on their heart, I just encourage you to check out our website and or contact us, and we'll see how we can help you with whatever you're feeling called to do.